Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello, friends. Welcome into the Eric St. Joe podcast. It's fine morning for the recording of this episode. Thank you so much for being here. This is a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact Power Sports studio. Impact Power Sports online at impactpowersportsmi.com. A great place to pick up a Yamaha golf cart, if that's your thing. Not to mention an e-bike, motorcycle, ATV, UTV. You name it, they have it all there at Impact Power Sports, plus a full service department. They're online at impactpowersportsmi.com. Thank you so much. All right, as we get started on this edition of the show, just know that there is a workplace staff meeting. I, of course, got started later than I wanted to, and it's seeming more and more like I should just start the show at 10:30. You know? I mean, my God. It was a fantastic event this past weekend. I went over to the Speedway, Berlin Raceway. I got to meet one of the drivers by the name of Josh Fry. It was really cool seeing him because, I mean, I've heard his name at the track for years, but I've never met him, and I know he's like one of the super successful drivers. And he sees me, and I didn't know it was him, and he introduced himself, and he identified himself, and I'm like, oh my God, and he's like a huge fan. So I'm like, oh, this is so cool. That was part of the Coleman Lutz 500 every year. Now, this is the third year in a row that I invite Coleman and Matt H. out of Portage, Michigan. I think you're out of Portage, aren't you? To head over to the racetrack and hang with me. In case you don't know, this is the Coleman Lutz, who I became friends with. I recently told this story, but it's worth mentioning again because of my hatred for Greg Freebeer. That fucking asshole, several years ago, for whatever reason, took a run at Coleman on the radio and said all sorts of nasty shit about him. And then he went ahead and said a bunch of nasty shit about Coleman's mom, who's a public figure in the community of Schoolcraft. And I guess she had made some crack about sexuality and somebody's gay and somebody's not, I don't know, some stupid comment. And he used that as a jumping off point to just lambaste her and then doxed her and said, everybody call the community of Schoolcraft commission office and let them know what they think. You know, he's doing the old, what do we call it? Not cancellation. It is a cancellation, but what is that term that we use here that KMK busted out? Consumer solutions or some shit? So I heard that. Free market solutions, that's it. In my nonstop effort to always undermine everything that Greg Freebeer does, I reached out to Coleman's mother. And picks up the phone. Hello, Coleman's mom? Yes, this is Coleman's mom. I identify myself. I explain what's going on. She goes, I don't give a shit. I mean, she's like a tough old bird. And we started a dialogue. I sent her the audio of Greg being a cocksucker. And she just laughed it off. She didn't give a shit. And she goes, hey, thanks for defending my son. I go, well, I don't know your son. He might be a dick. But, yeah, you know, I'm not going to lie to you. I was doing that. I'm doing that because I don't like Greg. So there's got to be a way. If we all don't like Greg, we got to have something in common. And she goes, well, you're right. And I think you two had hit it off. So she introduced me to Coleman. This was also the time where I was talking about this exact moment and I referred to Coleman's mom on the Patreon in only the way I can and said, yeah, so anyway, this hag, this local hag or something like that. And I was at a bar and with Pooh Bear, we're having she's having a drink. I'm watching her have a drink. And then I see the notification that it says, hey, Coleman's mom just signed up for Patreon. I'm like, oh, fuck. She's going to hear me call her a hag. Sure enough, she did. But she just shrugs that shit off. I told Coleman that if anything happens to Pooh Bear, I'm going to marry his mother. She'll be one of my wife backups. And that way I can be his father-in-law, you know? So, why am I telling you this? All right, I don't know. I'll just talk about Coleman being there. So, Coleman shows up, and it's Coleman and Matt. Coleman's better half, Lisa, who I'm just like, why aren't you married to her? She's like perfect. And then Matt's lovely better half. That is Nicole and Nicole's and Matt's kids and Coleman's kids. And so it's a lot of us, you know. And, well, Matt H's son is, I'm not exactly sure what's going on. I think it's autism spectrum. But, you know, I mean, we got to handle him with a little tender love and care. And everybody does. And Alan says, Coleman's kids? You mean Freebeer's kids? What an asshole. By the way, I was talking with Coleman's oldest. I go, so what are you doing? He's grown probably like 7 inches in the last year. I'm not kidding you. And I go, so how you been? He goes, good. I go, are you playing sports? I always ask this. If they say no, I don't want to talk to kids that don't play sports. I go, are you playing sports? Yeah. I go, what are you playing? Football. I go, what position? Offensive line, defensive line. I go, nice. I go, do you get beat up? He goes, yeah, every game. I go, okay. Well, I'm going to come see you play. Okay. He's in eighth grade. Coleman says, yeah, Greg goes to the games. I go, he does? Finally! I go, well, yeah, let's do it. So this is going to be double the fun. I get to watch the youth football game and fuck with Greg out in the wild, and there isn't a goddamn thing he can do about it. So I am going to go and make this the most uncomfortable thing that has ever happened. I advise Greg, you better be on the lookout, because if I see you, I'm going to get so much material video of you and I interacting. Holy fuck. I probably shouldn't have talked about it, because now you'll probably hide like the pussy you are. But whatever. So how about this? How about we all gather and go to the big football game? We'll meet someplace near, and then we'll all go and heckle Greg. How about that? Oh my God. We can all do around the room. Oh. This will be outstanding. I am excited about this. Coleman also told me that Stunkel Rod, his wife, which is Kayla's mom, she goes to these fucking things. So we're going to have to let her have it too. And with a little luck, Stunkel Rod will be there. We might even have a moment where we have like a rumble with all those door fuck faces taking on audience members of this show. What a great moment that would be. So you'd have Stunkel Rod, Stunkel Rod's wife, Free Beer, and the Nose, and whoever else they can round up, v. us in a fucking brawl. Holy shit. So, getting back to what I was talking about, Matt H. is there, another pal, which is Coleman's next door neighbor. These two are fucking trouble every time they get together. Let me just tell you that right now. They're very, very close, both families. We wander over to the infield of the track, and we're doing our thing. A couple things happened there, but I want to get to this port. We're walking off of the track. The race is now over, and we're waiting because people are coming on the track for the autograph session. We're going to leave. I'm standing next to Ben. Like I said, Ben's like a junior in high school. And, you know, he's got, I hate to say he's autistic, but there's something going on there. And you can communicate with Ben, but, you know, you want to keep it a little simple. And I'm not saying he's simple. I'm just saying you just want to talk about whatever. The race, you're having a good time, and I guess he's looking forward to the prom season. He's got big plans for that. But what I'm 100% assured that it would not be okay to discuss with him would be eating ass. And that's – Coleman is such a fuck. This is how it went. I'm standing next to Ben, and he's got a Packers shirt on because – he likes the Packers, and I don't know why he likes the fucking Packers. I think Coleman might have brainwashed him or something like that because Coleman likes the Packers. So I look to him, and we're talking, and I go, yeah, he started talking about the Packers. I go, how about we talk about the Lions? And then I think at some point we kind of like it started going back and forth, and then I said, yeah, how about the Lions Or I said, knock it off or I'm going to beat your ass or something like that. You know, just to kind of like make him feel like one of the boys, I guess. So it's me, Coleman, and a bunch of little kids and a bunch of people we don't know, all little children running around and everybody's having a good time. And Coleman leans in to Ben and goes, yeah, then he's going to eat your ass. So I said, beat your ass. So that meant Coleman is going to say he's going to eat your ass? Is that what? And I'm like, Jesus, fuck. You're not even drunk. You haven't even had anything to drink. What kind of animal would first of all, blurt that out in public, but directly at the junior special needs kid? And he just looks at him like, what the fuck? And I'm looking at him the same way. I'm like, you fucking asshole. Oh, earlier, we're in the stands, and you got to be careful. I've talked about this with Kyler Wells, who embarrassed the shit out of me with his big fucking mouth with the swearing. You can't. I am a time and place guy. I will say nasty words as much as the next guy, but it's all time and place. You can't be all blurty when you're around people you don't know, mixed company. And Coleman's dropping F-bombs. And I'm like, dude. And I don't even remember the context. I was too mortified because the poor old-timers in front of me, they're like, "Arr." Now, this is a, this is like a, typically the audience at these events they're super religious to some degree, you know. They do like a moment, they do a prayer before the races get started. And they usually end with the guy who's saying the invocation with him saying, and all the people said, and then 5,000 people go, amen! And I'm like, oh, fuck, Coleman, shut the fuck up. In fact, in the prayer, there was a reference to Charlie Kirk. You know, this is like a big ass deal. You know, this is a big ass deal. And the way the world is right now in America, so they're giving the invocation and my man references Charlie Kirk and I'm just like, nobody better say a fucking word. Nobody better say step one toe out of line or they're going to hang you in the infield. Hey, it's your old pal Eric Zane for Secret Nature, makers of ultra premium CBD gummies. And I'm going to tell you how you can take advantage of a special offer to save you 30% in a minute. But let me share this with you. You know that I've got about a million things going during any given day. And I just recently discovered Secret Nature to help me keep it all together during the day and help me wind down when the day is done. Ultra premium CBD gummies from Secret Nature. Crafted with real botanicals, nothing extra, and designed to support your day with clean, purposeful functionality. I want you to try Secret Nature Ultimum Premium CBD Gummies. Organic, farm-grown, not made in a lab. You can try Bliss for clear focus and productive flow. That's what I use during the day. And Snoozers to unwind and rest at the end of the day. Consistent, measured CBD per gummy, so there's no guessing. Intentional formulations that feel clean and slot naturally into your routine. Take it from me, I keep it all together during the day with Bliss. And when it's time to relax, sometimes my mind is going a million miles an hour from all of the things that I've done during the day and the things that I have to do on the next day. That's when I'll take the snoozers to unwind. You need to try Secret Nature Ultra Premium Gummies. And here's what I want you to do. You can get 30% off of your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. That's secretnature.com, code Zane. And then let me know how it goes. Again, get 30% off of your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. That's secretnature.com, code Zane. Secret Nature. It was a wild ass weekend of people getting fired. Rightfully so. I don't have a problem with any one of these incidents that went down. And again, Kirk died on Wednesday afternoon, and I was podcasting an hour later, and I said, watch now. Everybody is going to say horrible shit, and everybody's going to get fired. The unemployment rate is going to go through the roof after the murder of Charlie Kirk, because every asshole in the world is going to make some goddamn stupid ass comment. And frankly, I'm glad that they did make those comments, because we don't need these people working in the service industry. We don't need them being educators. We don't need them leading by example. I don't give a fuck what he said in the past. I think the only person that you can type of person you can get away with like cheering their death would be like a dictator, you know? Like if the leader of North Korea died, you can probably get away with cheering on that guy's death. If we had social media back in World War II when Hitler was killed himself, you probably could get away with saying, thank God Hitler's dead. But I don't think it's going to work out for you if you're cheering on the death of the guy that pretty much more than half of the population of America loved. Do I agree with anything that Charlie Kirk has ever said? Well, I don't know. I haven't seen and heard everything. I've got the Cliff Notes version, and I didn't like it. I didn't like it at all. But I shrugged. Whatever. All right. If that's what he's going to say, that's what he's going to say. He's got well within his rights to do that. And we're at a stage right now where if people say that, we're kind of in the spot where that's become okay to say the shit that he said. And I think that if you look at all the things that Charlie Kirk said, there's always one degree of where he can kind of wriggle out of it if you actually did call him out on something. He wasn't stupid with how he said what he said, ever. Stephen King is one of the guys who he almost became, well, he still might be, but he actually said he was sorry, Stephen King. And what's crazy about this is Stephen King saw, like, this is a big mistake people make. They'll see something about, like, Charlie Kirk, and they'll be like, well, okay, he said that, so that means I'm going to say this, and they'll drop the bomb, and they haven't even, like, went to see if what he said actually was what he said. There was one post that said, Charlie Kirk said gay people should be stoned, and that's not true. He did not say that. And Stephen King went, ah, well, I saw this online, so I'm going to, and he did it. I mean, he dropped the bomb on Charlie Kirk. And then somebody said, you know, that's not true at all. And, oh, fuck, he's in trouble now. I don't know if any of this is going to stick, but he kind of tried to get ahead of it. Stephen King apologizes for claiming Charlie Kirk advocated stoning gays. He says, this is what I get for reading X without fact-checking. I think just generally, hopefully, people out in the universe are understanding that not only should you probably take a breath for your own well-being, just understand that some of what you're getting is just factually not true. Stephen King apologized Friday for claiming that Charlie Kirk advocated stoning gays. He made the initial assertion in a since-deleted social media post written after Kirk was shot and killed. What he actually demonstrated was how some people cherry-pick biblical passages. And that's true. The initial claim was in reference to comments that Kirk had made on his podcast in 2024, in which Kirk criticized children's YouTube star Ms. Rachel for citing God's wish for Christians to love thy neighbor in Leviticus, saying that should include gay people. Kirk responded, by the way, Miss Rachel, you might want to crack open the Bible of yours in a lesser reference. Part of the same part of scripture in Leviticus 18 is that thou shall lay with another man shall be stoned to death. Just saying is what he said. The initial post received widespread backlash among conservatives, including from Texas Senator Ted Cruz, who called the author a horrible, evil, twisted liar in his response. King responded to Cruz's comments with the horrible, evil, twisted liar apologizes. This is what I get for reading some. Okay. And then he says it won't happen again. The fact that Stephen King apologized is remarkable because he's planted his flag in, blocking everything that comes out of the right. That's incredible to me. The author's apology comes after Trump appeared on Fox News Monday morning. I don't need to cover that. I already covered that ad nauseum. But that's just a taste of what's been happening in the world since this all went down. Bread Bull Brain Chris says he apologized like 6 times. Just happened to have a movie coming out last week. Yeah, so maybe he's like, oh, God. Black Belt Nick is here. He says, I'm glad you're talking about this, by the way. Well, of course. It's like the only thing. This is the biggest fucking thing, man. Life in the U.S. has really, this has been kind of like a turning point in the country, you know? We don't know a lot about the bad guy who did what he did. However, Ben Shapiro claimed to know a lot. And he stated so on Bill Maher's show. Interestingly, we don't know anything about this guy that killed Kirk. Shapiro claimed he was on the left. Maher stopped him in his tracks and said, we don't know that. You got to see this clip. I like that Maher can get these righties on and they can have a normal conversation. And I also like that Maher can rub this guy's nose and shit. And, you know, they like call it even at the end because that's what happens here.
If there's a shooting at a synagogue, it is very likely to be either a white supremacist or a radical Muslim. If it is a shooting of a Republican politician, it is very likely to be a trans Antifa Marxist shooter.
That is just not
that
true. We don't know what this kid is.
We do know this kid was of the left. We do know that.
We do know what?
That this kid was of the political left. That is according to contemporaneous reporting from The Guardian as well as Tablet Magazine today.
It's 2 days out. We don't know shit, Ben.
But here's,
we don't know shit. They never do. The internet is undefeated in getting it wrong to begin with.
It's not about the internet. That's about the actual reporting by mainstream, except The Guardian is not a right-wing.
Here's what I was told so far, and I'll tell you what was wrong. First, I heard he's a registered Republican. Not true. Okay. Then he was a donor to Trump. Not true. His father works in the sheriff's office. Not true. There was a picture of him wearing a pro-Trump shirt. Not true. Member of the Democratic Socialists of America. Not true. We don't know what he is.
Well,
how are you so sure he's of the left? Now, I agree when you write on a bullet. What did he write on the bullet?
Catch this fascist, which is also a gamer thing.
Okay, but now I'm hearing he may have been part of that group for whom Charlie Kirk was not right-wing enough.
You mean the Groypers, yes. I mean, so that you, would...
That
so,
you're sure he's not that?
I'm not sure that he's not that.
Oh, a minute ago you were sure he was.
Hold on, Bill. Hold on. Okay, because I've been...
You were.
Check fucking mate. A minute ago you were? Okay. If I'm Shapiro, I'm like, I'll see myself out. That was insane. Oh, that was an outstanding turnabout there. I'll say this. The guy who shot Kirk, probably on the left. You're right. We don't know. But he's probably on the left. But I still just loved that dismantling. It's not even about who's right or who's wrong. It was just fucking great. God damn, was that awesome. That's not all, though. Oh, no. Oh, no. So much more. This asshole in Phoenix wanders over to the place where the headquarters of Turning Point USA, where the headquarters are. And you've got All these people that are setting out flowers and flags and whatever. Some cock wearing the same shirt that the guy who killed Kirk was wearing when he killed him, the flag with the eagle. Holy shit. He goes through the shrine of things that are laid out in a makeshift memorial and starts like kicking the shit and destroying it. And oh no. So rightfully so, some of the locals beat the shit out of him. This is that moment.
My name is Katie.
No, this is Katie, the real Spectrum customer. It's going to, I know, I got to get the ad blocker on here. I promise you I will, but we get to see Katie. She looks fun. Kind of a sweet thing. Katie with her cowboy hat, spectrum.com/save. How long is this ad? Oh, my God. All right, here we go. At least it should be. This is the moment. There's no, I don't think there's any audio to this video. No, there's not. What the fuck is happening? I had it and then it disappeared. I have no idea what's going on. Holy shit. Please don't tell me there's another ad here. There is another ad here.
My name is Katie. I'm a Spectrum customer.
It's Katie again. God damn it. And I grew up on a farm. This is so temperamental. I apologize profusely for this.
You never want to pay more than you have to.
I mean, I really wanted to see this commercial again. So annoying. I'm so sorry about this. You're going to love this. It's worth it because the guy, this fucking dick, he's some 18, 19-year-old. Check him out as he goes tromping through, kicking things, teddy bears, candles. Guy in blue shirt, watch this. Fuck you! Bam! Throws him down. And then these bitches start kicking him. They start kicking him in the goddamn head. And then the cop shows up, luckily. And after these big hillbillies almost beat the shit out of him. That guy is so lucky that the cops saved his ass. He was arrested for destruction of property and whatever charges they can come up with. They're so lucky. This guy is lucky he's not a black guy. The cops would not have helped him. They would have just let him, the mob beat the shit out of him. There's the shirt. Wow, that's ugly. That is some ugly shit. There was a couple people that were making the point because at evangelical churches across the nation, The mood at all the churches was that of, talking about this. And I'm actually going to save this because I've got the workplace staff meeting that I have to get to. But the evangelical churches in particular. Thank you, David, for the reminder on the meeting. They changed what they were going to talk about and spoke about the Kirk murder. I want to get into that in a little bit as we continue. I will come back and join you when we pick up the rest of the show after the staff meetings. And we also have to update Fatathon coming up in a bit. I would also like to point out at how amazingly incredible and brilliant that I am covering the Kirk assassination. I checked out Free Beer and Hot Wings. Not one fucking word. Those pussies can't even mention it. Not that I'm sitting here crying over Charlie Kirk. I'm not. I didn't know Charlie Kirk. And I'm treating this like any other horrible death. Okay? It's horrible, awful. And I don't condone violence like that. I don't agree with a goddamn thing Charlie Kirk ever said, but it still needs to be discussed. It's the thing. Those stupid pussies do not have the ability to actually have this conversation. Fuck you. All right, I'll be back. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.